Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on to this week's podcast. And as every Thursday, the podcast is updated and you should feel free to log on and listen to the topic for that particular week. Each week we try to pick a topic that is pertinent to San Carlos real estate. And this week we will be dealing with multiple offers. Some of you may be asking, do multiple offers still exist? And the short answer is that they do. If we look at all the homes to close in San Carlos, since the mortgage woes were first announced in late July, early August, you see that San Carlos has moved 15 homes. And when I say moved, means that they entered into contract and then later closed escrow after the mortgage news was announced. And you'll see that 9 of the 15 homes that San Carlos has sold during that time period have gone above the asking price. So the short answer is, if the home is priced well and it's in a desirable location, obviously majority of San Carlos homes are in a desirable location, the homes are moving quickly, and in many situations they're moving above the asking price and with multiple offers. So let's get started. How do you make your bid the successful bid in a multiple offer situation? Number one, at the top, I'd start with the agent. The agent should be professional, well-organized, able to present him or herself extremely well. Whenever you have a multiple offer situation, a lot of the times your buyer's agent will go present the offer in person to the listing agent and most likely the sellers as well. If that agent is, again, does not present him or herself correctly, is not enthusiastic about the property, and is anything less than 100% organized, your odds of obtaining that property in a multiple bid situation go down significantly, even if you are the highest bid by a few thousand dollars. You have to be able to, as an agent, you have to be able to convince the listing agent and the sellers that you will close this deal if you are fortunate enough to have them sign your offer. As a listing agent, the last thing you want to see is the home in a multiple bid situation. You award the home to a prospective bid, and then a week later it falls out because either the agent did something incorrectly or they weren't really serious about the offer. In that case, now you have a home that was in a multiple, go back on the market, and most likely you're going to see a price cut. And obviously that's money coming out of the seller's pocket directly. So the agent you choose can make a tremendous difference in your multiple offer situation. Next, a buyer's other concern in a multiple situation would be the fact that they simply don't want to pay too much. Obviously, you have a lot of other competing bids, sometimes as few as two, as many as 20. It just barely depends on the home. And a buyer obviously wants the house, but they do not want to pay too much for it. This is really where you rely on the expertise of your agent in terms of the value of the property. It also depends on if you're looking for a quick flip or if you're going to be there for 7 years. There's a lot of items that come into play in terms of valuing a property in a multiple bid situation. This is really where, again, you should rely on your agent's experience and guiding you in terms of, was the house underpriced to begin with? You know, some of the other agents involved, some of the possible other buyers involved, how much they know about the situation in terms of finding out just where you may need to be for a successful bid. The next item up for consideration in a multiple bid situation would be what to do with those contingencies. In San Carlos, typically you'll see people deciding on two contingencies. Number one is a property inspection contingency, and number two is a financing contingency. The property inspection contingency, you are essentially building in to your offer an allotted number of days for you and perhaps a licensed property inspector to go onto the property after your offer has been accepted to make sure that the property does not have any major defects or anything that you may want compensation for. The financing contingency is an allotted number of days that you have to make sure that your financing company will come through with the loan in time to close escrow. Normally the financing company will, after issuing you a pre-approval letter, which should be submitted with the offer, will ask for an appraisal to be done on the property. And sometimes in a multiple bid situation, you can get inflated property values where the property may not appraise. And if the property does not appraise out at the number that you have selected and your bid was accepted, it can create a little bit of an issue, forcing you to come up with it with a bigger down payment to cover the discrepancy between the appraisal and what your offer price was. So you want to be very, very careful on the contingencies. A lot of times what happens is you get into these multiple bid situations and there will be some offers that have waived both of those contingencies, meaning that you do not have a right to go on the property and inspect yourself or with a licensed property inspector, and you do not have the right to have a financing contingency if they are waived. So the items to be considered when consider waiving one or both of those contingencies. Let's handle the property inspection contingency first, because it's the most concern normally to most people and can be a source of a great amount of stress. They want their offer to be competitive, but at the same time, they want to be able to view the property themselves. You know, waiving the property inspection contingency is always a calculated risk. And anybody that is considering waiving a property inspection contingency, I would say that these three things have to be true. Number one, you have to know for a fact, or with a great deal of certainty, that the other offers coming in will waive, at least one or two of them will waive the property inspection contingency as well. So in order to be competitive, you most likely will have to waive that property inspection contingency. Number two is you've really got to love the house. You have to be crushed if your offer was not accepted. And number three, you want to make sure that on file there is already a property inspection, perhaps done by the seller, by a licensed and respected property inspector. The one item you want to take note of here is if that report is on file as part of disclosures and that particular property inspection missed a major defect in the property, there is absolutely no recourse for you as the buyer once you have bought the property. It's out there. It certainly was a disclosure item, but there's no privity of contract between the seller's inspector and you. There's privity of contract between you and the seller, but then again, the seller is only going to be held to just what a reasonable person would be expected to disclose in their house, and they are not held to the standard of a property inspector, obviously. So if it turns out that there is something missed in that report that's on file, ultimately you are going to be stuck with the burden of that issue. Okay, so let's take a quick second here and review where we are on the multiple bid situations. Number one, we discussed the importance of having a good agent. Number two is the pricing. And third, we looked at the different contingencies and the pros and cons of waiving them. Sort of the fourth factor and final factor in getting your multiple bid accepted is simply an X factor. And it's going to rely 100% on your agent's ability to sell you and your offer to that listing agent and those sellers. This is where your agent will earn their money, and it's where experience pays off. And obviously there are a lot of little things you can do that I'm not going to mention on here because it would be giving away all of my secrets in terms of getting a multiple bid accepted in this type of situation. I've had a good deal of success in the last probably 14 months. I've had 7 of 8 multiple bids accepted, and 3 of those times we were not even the highest bid. And so you may say to yourself, gosh, that sounds a little crazy. How are you getting these bids accepted if you're not the highest bid? And again, it comes down to the agent. If you have everything done ahead of time, as me as an agent, I'm organized, have everything down, everything's complete and obviously very detail oriented, you're going to be ahead of 50% of the offers that come in. That's just what I've found. So taking that into consideration, you are really left now with your own ingenuity in terms of creating an offer that is going to be very attractive to the seller. Again, you don't need to be perfect with the number, but if you can get close and competitive, again, with some of the little tricks that your agent may know, it may be enough to push you over the top. And let me give you an example. There was recently a property that was advertised at 1475, and multiple bid situation. One offer came in at 1.5 even, another one came in at 1.52. The offer that came in at 1.5 even was presented by a great agent. Everything was done perfect on all the disclosure work. Everything was signed off and what you would expect to see in a multiple bid situation. The one that came in at 1.52, the agent was not entirely organized. And showed up for the presentation with things still a little bit of a mess, but the sellers elected to nonetheless go with the higher offer since it was $20,000. Well, sure enough, the following week, that offer completely fell apart for a variety of reasons. They were forced to put the home back on the market at 1475. They went back to the people that originally bid 1.5, and now the offer came in from those people at 1470. So it was, in the end, a $30,000 mistake. So the point is, if you and your agent can be extremely creative, get close to perhaps the highest offer, and again, make your offer very appealing, relying on the experience of your agent to get as creative as possible with those offers, you stand a pretty good chance, and you're going to win certainly a lot more of those offers than you will lose. So in summation of the multiple offer situation, that the difference 99% of the time is in the details. Again, you don't need to be the best offer in terms of a number. You just need to be the most creative, be competitive with the number, and do your homework. I know for myself, I rehearse my presentation at least 30 times prior to going into the offer presentation and anticipate any types of questions that may come up with the offer, know the strengths, know the weaknesses. And if you do that and you take your time and do your homework, more often than not, you're going to be successful in a lot of multiple bid situations. And I appreciate everyone tuning in for this week's podcast. And next week, we will look at issues that come up when interviewing a listing agent. We'll look forward to speaking with everyone then. Thanks.